2 days. Thanks for my day. Birthday of Jesus Christ. In the history of Jesus Christ in Europe and other countries, in his young age, 15 years, where he was, what doing, nothing is seen. But Indian history tells that he was at that time in India. And in India, he went to Vrindavan, he went to Ayodhya, he went to Jagannath Puri and other pilgrims of places. In Vrindavan, he heard the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But when he went to Jagannath Puri, someone telling him Krishna, and in their language, Krishna. Only the difference of language. And from Krishna, Christ came. So when he returned, he preached the same thing here in Western country. He preached everywhere the mission of God. God is not so many, only one. In Bible it has been written, God created man after his own image. If Supreme Lord God, if he has nobody, then how he can create so many worlds and so many forms? So God has shape, form. He has all qualities. He is really Christ, means Krishna, without second. So Krishna is Supreme Lord. So by Bible we see that Christ has a form, transcendental form. Jesus has called him Father, like some relation. And we are fine or refined Christians because we totally follow that. They don't fall Christians. They don't follow. They tell God is selfless. But really in Bible it has been written that he has shape, and that shape is transcendental, and his Christ means Krishna. So today we are giving some honor to him on his birthday. He was like a manifestation of manifestation or Satyavesh.
Guru
Tattva.
Satyavesh.
Bhagavan empowered some his power in him.
Powered him. That is why he preached everywhere. Now, Krishna is very merciful. Very, very merciful. He is so beautiful. His flute singing more sweet. It attracts everyone. His qualities are transcendental and so many. We have forgotten him. We are part and parcel. That is servant, maid servant or woman servant to Krishna. All, whether we accept or not, we have forgotten that Krishna. And that is why Maya has taken us in this world. In this world, anyone cannot be happy. This is like a prison of God. Those who are forgotten, Maya keeps in this jail. Anyone who wants happiness in this world, he is, what to be told, like a foolish person. In jail, anyone cannot be happy. Only the jailer, the watchman, police, there, jail police, they can be happy. And they are bhakta. Only bhakti in this world can be happy, otherwise nothing. So Krishna has mercifully given this human body. Also, this body is very strong, like a bow. And in this boat he has given a karnadhar.
Boatman, captain.
Captain,
boat of the captain, that is Gurudev. And favorable wind is blowing.
Scripture.
In cloth, it comes wind and very fast it runs. That is what?
Scripture.
This is Sadhu Sangha. Like, you are in your home and we are coming from India. You are in your homes, all, and God sent His one of the devotee, like Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and He came door to door, in the ocean, in the hills, midst of hills, here, there, in forest, everywhere He went and preached. So how merciful is Krishna and His associates. So having these all facilities, if you are not realizing yourself, that is your soul, and super soul is there, Krishna is there. If in this human life you are not realizing, then you are self
healer.
Surely. So don't waste a minute time without Krishna bhajan. Always in the yoga. Money that you are collecting, wealth, houses, dogs,
birds.
Cars,
cats,
also so many things you are collecting. They cannot give you any help at the time of death. You'll have to go alone. Where to go, don't know.
Your bird not flying.
So don't waste a time. All is available. You are very, very fortunate. So try. Only the aim and object of this life should be that how can I realize here myself and Krishna, and do pure bhakti. Krishna is very merciful. He has all shakti,
power.
He is causeless mercy also. He has invested all His power, all His qualities, all His power in Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now the names are more powerful than Krishna. They can stop your endless pain of endless birth and death. They can give you Krishna prem, everything. So with great honor and strong belief, you should chant, remember, read the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Krishna really lives in Golok Vrindavan, Golok Dham, with His associates, Brajavasi, Nandvaba, Yasoda, Maya, Sidham, Subal, Madhumangal, and Gopis with Radhika, playing there always. Because He is so kind and merciful that He saw that, oh, my servants, maid servants, have forgotten me. And that is why he descends with all associate in this world. And what he does, so many past sweets, past time, like even he has no limit.
Unlimited.
He has no out, no
in,
inside,
in,
outside.
Everywhere he is, all Brahmans are in his heart,
in his belly,
stomach. But Yashoda Maiya binds him with a rope of his
silken rope from her hair.
Krishna kindly, he took Govardhan for
seven days
on his lost fingers and kept it and told them all Brajavasis to come in the pit of that Govardhan. I will save you from Indra. He killed so many demons, Aghasur, Bakasur, Kans, as strong as thousands of
elephants,
and killed in a moment. In Dwarka, he killed also so many in Mahabharata Yuddha. He himself killed, not himself, but through Bhim,
Arjun.
He killed all Dronacharya, Bhishma and all who were so strong that there were no anyone strong like him. But they were all killed. Also Pandrik Bauk, Vasudev, Javan, Haridas,
Shishupal,
Kaljavan,
and all. And in the end he took all his associates as if they are
fighting
each other. Thus he took the burden of
earth
and he again ascended to his Golok Vrindavan. So how he is merciful, that's how he did very sweet pastimes. He came as a Ramachandra with Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Bharata, Shatrughna,
Hanuman,
all his associates, Hanuman, and how he pathetic pastime he did. Raman stole away Sita Devi. And then Ramchandra, anyhow, by Hanuman, discovered where is Sita. And with the help of monkeys and
bears,
he made a
bridge
over ocean. How many miles? And crossed the ocean and killed Raman with his all
army
and son and
grandson.
And again he came to Arjuna. Sita is Shakti, but he sent her Shakti Sita for whole life. Very pathetic. Why he did? In Krishna pastime and Ram pastime and others, that people will know, and this bhakti will come, and by that bhakti is so powerful that it will take the all malice of heart, and Shuddha bhakti, prem will come in their heart, and thus they will be liberated, and very soon they will again join my service and they will be happy
forever.
So those who are not following this bhakti, very easy method, very easy. not to do exercise like Mohammedans sitting and like namaz, not like others. If you cannot do prayer anything, oh only, oh Prabhu, namaskar, even it will do. If you will sing, dance with his names, Hare Krishna, and dancing and walking even louder or slowly in mind, you will chant. Even you have any dog or cat or cow and you have kept the name Narayani or Narayan or Krishna or any God's name, oh, at once you will be liberated like a yami. So my request that this human life you should not
waste.
Being in Western country, don't waste.
Don't be engaged always in money making. This money making, what 2,000 or $1,000, if you will be healthy, more wealthy than whom?
Get Bill.
Bill Gates.
You cannot be healthy.
Get the bill.
So,
get the bill.
You should try to do bhakti very easy. Then you will be liberated from all unhappiness and you will be happy forever. Gaur Prema
Anandi. Gurudev Anantacharya Prabhu.
Jai Jai Radha Raman.
Anantacharya Prabhu. He has some question for you.
What?
Anantacharya Prabhu.
What?
Should I answer again?
Yes. You wrote your letter and you said I will reply when you come. What is your...
When China will call.
What is your...
Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj hints in a lecture that he gave that he was here previously in Chaitanya Leela as Abhiram Thakur. If we look in the Sri Gaurdesha Deepika, we see that Abhiram Thakur is Srimati Radharani's brother, Sri Dham Sakha. So would it be correct to say that Srimati Radharani's brother appeared among us as Srila Gaur Govinda Swami?
Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he has given some indirectly, Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj has given some hint or idea that he is Abhiram Thakur in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. He was before. And Abhiram Thakur, according to Gaura Gaunudasa Divika, is brother of Srimati Radhika, Sridham. Yeah. So is it correct to think like that or what is...
They can, his disciple can
think
like this, no harm. If anyone has any idea, his own idea, nothing to tell.
Yes.
But all are not bound to
think like that.
If anyone thinks like this, they can think. No harm.
Jai Radha Ramana Haripo, Jai Jai Radha